Blog Talk Radio.
Staring down the face of fear, gotta keep breathing. When the negative is all you hear, gotta keep believing.
How many knows how important the Word of God is?
this is the only thing that we're going to survive on is in these last days is because we got this word deep down in our heart, praise God, and know exactly what God has placed within us. Praise God. Do you know that you are, if you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, praise God, you have powerful weapons, glory to God, inside you, and the more you activate them, the more you use them, the more that you will know what you have. Praise God, because I'm telling you, He's fully equipped you. He's fully prepared you, praise God, to be a strong spiritual warrior. Some of you are a lot stronger than what you think. In the Word, don't it say, let the weak say, I am strong? Praise God. We got to confess the Word of God over our life. I am strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. Praise God, truly we are blessed of the Lord. And I encourage you to get a pen and paper and go with me in the Word and see if I'm telling you the truth. See if this is not the Word of God. If it's the Word of God, take it and apply it to your life. If it's not, just let it go in one ear and out the other. Because if it's not the Word of God, you don't want to hold on to it. So I encourage you, get your Word, back it up. Praise God. Everything I say, back up with the Word of God. Because there's so many false teachings out there today, as I shared the other day. There's a lot of false stuff going on, so you and I got to be careful that we get the whole Word of God, because that's what we need to sustain us, is the whole Word of God. We don't need no half-truths. Praise God, but we need the Word and we need it preached like it is. Praise God. I don't want nobody sugarcoating the Word for me, because if they do, that's not going to get me nowhere. It's not. It will just get me lost, dying on my way to hell. That's what it will get me. So I want the true Word of God. Don't you think about it. Okay, we're going to go for our first scripture. Well, let's pray. And then our first scripture is going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, 4, and 5. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you, Lord, Lord, we lift this message up to you. God, and I'm asking you to help me to get out of the way, Lord, that you can come forth more and more and more, that you can bless your people, Lord. Have your way in every area, Lord. God, lead and guide and direct, Lord. Anoint their ears that they're going to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, Lord. God, help us to grab a hold of this Word, Lord, and feast on it and eat all of the Word. Hallelujah. Such a powerful and a mighty Word. Glory to God is your Word, because it's powerful weapons that you have gave us, and we are victorious in every area, and we thank you for that, and we praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into the scriptures here. Praise God. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10, 3. For though we speak with, no, I'm sorry, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, I want you to remember that. Even though we're in the flesh, we don't war after that flesh. For our warfare, our weapons, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity, praise God, into captivity through the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, it started off there. It let us know we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. If you're fighting a battle right now, I'm telling you, it's not against the person or people, but it's against principalities, powers, against the spiritual darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're going to get into that just in a little bit. But I want you to know that the weapons you have, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. How many have some strongholds in your life that you need pulled down? Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. We can pull down all these strongholds, not only pull them down, but the fifth verse is very important, that we can cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. What a powerful weapon is that? Praise God. He wants us to go right to the root cause. And it lets us know that we're not fighting flesh and blood, because he said you don't walk in the flesh. Praise God. Neither do we war in the flesh, but we war in the spirit. So our weapons have to be spiritual weapons to get the job done. And that person that's aggravating you, you'd like to knock out, I'm telling you, by knocking them out is not going to get you victory. It will just get you in trouble. So don't even think about it. Don't do it. Praise God. Start praying and binding those spirits within the person. And I'm telling you, you will walk in victory. Praise God. And you'll help them too. Praise God. I thank God for that, even the casting down of imaginations. And how many knows that so many thoughts can run through your mind in your imagination, and you think one thing is this way, you find out it's another way, and it just looks like everything is so bad. But we have the power over Satan. We can cast down these imaginations. They don't have to torment us no more. Praise God. And I praise God for that, that we, through those weapons, will be able to tear down all the works of the devil. Praise God. And we'll be fruitful for God. And that's what we want, ain't it? The spiritual victories, praise God, that we can have in our life by knowing how to fight the battle. We are not fighting this battle in the flesh. This battle is to be fought in the spiritual realm. That's the only way that we are going to get the job done. Our spiritual relationship with God, by spending time with Him, it is so important, praise God, that we come to Him in our prayer closets and pray and seek His face more and more through prayer is a powerful weapon. And the devil don't want you to know that, but prayer is a mighty weapon. Praise God, and it's able to tear up hell, and that's why Satan don't want you to know about it. Praise God. That's why 1 Thessalonians 1:17 says, pray without ceasing. It's so important that we pray and seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Because the more we seek God, the more we'll know God, the more we will realize just exactly what He wants us to do. Hallelujah. Because we want to defeat the enemy in every area of our life. Praise God. And all through the Word, you can read, in the heat of the battle, praise God, that's no time to start praying. If you want victory, pray before the battle comes. You say, how do I know when the battle's coming? When you feel an urgency of God just to get in the Word and pray and seek God's face, you can rest assured that something's getting ready to hit you. And God is trying to prepare you, praise God, that you won't wait until the heat of the battle right in the middle to get started praying. That is no place. Praise God, we pray before our battles come. Praise God that when they come, we'll be fully equipped, fully prepared, praise God, to break all those strongholds, praise God, and do the things that the Lord would have us to do. Praise God, I'm so glad that I can have the victory through prayer. Hallelujah. We should be ready for the battle, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's a vital, vital, vital point right there. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah. Filled and overflowing. Glory. We should not wait until the battle hits. Remember, because Satan's strategy is to catch you off guard. But God also has a strategy, and that is to prepare you for when the battle is coming, hallelujah, that you can be victorious, glory, and walk in that victory. Hallelujah, because the victory has already been won by God, but we, praise God, have got to know God in the spiritual realm and even our relationship with Him, even like Naaman and Moses and David and Paul. They was all very great men in the Bible, but one thing they had, praise God, was who was their spiritual leadership. They followed after God. Praise God. And that is what you and I need to do today. Do you want that deep down assurance in your heart? Praise God that you are going to win this battle, and that you are going to defeat Satan. You know what you got to do? Pull into God. Hallelujah. Pull in. Seek His face. Hallelujah. Stay in the presence of God. Praise God. If it takes long hours, praise God, that's fine. Glory, stay in the will of the Lord. Praise God. How many out there want to know what God's perfect will is for their life, if you don't know already? Praise God. I'm telling you, you can find out. And it don't have to be somebody come up and say, thus saith the Lord. It has to be you seeking God in your closet, in your secret place. Praise God. Wherever you spend time with the Lord, praise God, that is your secret place that you spend with God. And we need more of that time with God, don't we? Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We might go back there. So if you want to put a marker in Corinthians, let me go ahead and mark mine. Okay. Let's see. We need... Ephesians chapter 6. Sorry, my Bible is so old. I got to be easy with it. It's falling apart. This one I've had like 33 years. It's my favorite Bible. Okay. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want you to grab a hold of that, because that's a key right there. To be strong in the Lord is a key, but in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Okay, now this is where the work comes in. Praise God. And how many knows if you want anything good, you're going to have to work for it? So we have to work in the spiritual realm to get our spiritual muscles built up, because if not, they'll be turned upside down. Praise God. And when you lift your arm, your muscle will be down on the bottom instead of the top. So we got to work these spiritual muscles to make them strong. How many want your spiritual muscles strong? How many want your natural body strong? Okay? How much more shall we want our spiritual body strong? Do you want your natural body looking good? Do you want it feeling good? You do, don't you? I know I do. And I do everything I can, put makeup on or whatever it takes to try to look better. And then when I do that, it really does make me feel better. But I'm telling you, where I get my strength at is when I get in the Word of God. If you want to be strong in the faith, you want to be strong in the Spirit, glory to God, we're going to have to dig deep in this Word and study it and seek out what God is saying to us. Because I'm telling you, church, in these last days, truly God is speaking to his people, but is his people listening? That is the thing. Is the people of God listening? Or are we getting caught off guard every day? And I'll tell you, there's battles that's come that it totally knocked me off my feet. I wasn't prepared for it. Did God try to prepare me? Yes. But I didn't do what it took to be strong to fight that battle. I wasn't in the Word like I was supposed to. I wasn't praying like I was supposed to. And I'm telling you, this is a sure sign right here. You can look for, you can mark it down. if you feel yourself getting slack, maybe you'll feel yourself not wanting to go to church. Maybe you'll feel yourself not praying as much as you used to. Maybe you're watching TV more. Maybe you're on the internet more. Maybe you're reading different books more than you are the Word of God. Then that is a sure sign that Satan is going to come when you're the weakest. He don't want to come when you're strong and you'll be able to bind him and cast him out. He wants to hit you at your weakest moments. So God wants us to be prepared. And how do we get prepared? By the Word of God. Reading what the Lord would have you to read. If you feel the Lord wants you to start a certain place in the Bible to read, start there. Start reading. Every day when I open my Bible, I say, Lord, what would you have me to read today? Because he knows what's going to go on in my life, and I have no clue what's going on. And I'm telling you, the Lord has brought me a mighty, mighty long way, and I've got a long way to go. Praise God. The Word said an honest confession is good for the soul. Praise God. I am not perfect. I'm in the flesh like you are. But the more I seek the face of my Father, hallelujah, the stronger I get, and the more I can give Satan a black eye. Praise God. You know, there have been times that I felt him actually laugh at me. Because there was a time, I feel to tell you this little story before we go on. There was a time in my life that my mother, she went to the Nazarene church, and then she went to the Baptist, and I was in Pentecostal. And she told me, she said, you're brainwashed, and you don't know what you're doing. Get out of that church. And, I mean, I was just so confused that I made up my mind. I said, okay, I just won't go to church anywhere. And I literally heard Satan. I lived in Columbus, Ohio. I was standing in front of my fireplace. And I heard Satan over in the corner laughing at me. And when I did, I said, oh, no, devil, you're not doing this to me. You are not going to defeat me. I am going to defeat you. Praise God. So I never missed a service. I got filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God. Praise God, and the devil didn't like it. He shouldn't have allowed me to hear him laugh at me that day. Because he will. He'll sit back and laugh at you. But I'm telling you, we are going to have the last laugh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Satan is going to be put in his place. And Jesus already defeated him. He is defeated. He knows he's got but a short time, and that's why he's doing everything he can right now to destroy you and I. But what are we going to do? We're going to shake ourselves. We're going to pull in. We're going to stop having pity parties. Oh, yeah, I said it. We're going to stop having pity parties, and we're going to get into the Word of God, and we're going to dig deep. We're going to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand. Let's get into this Word. Praise God. I have read the 10th verse there, and now I'm going to read the 11th verse. This is Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. Listen, God wants you to stand against the wiles of the devil, because God knew that persecution would come, letdowns would come, the tests, the trials. God knew how great they would be in our life, but he's already gave us the victory if we will stand on the word of God, hallelujah, and know what God has placed in us, and we will know if we stay in this word of God. I'm telling you, as much as you can read it, get in it. Glory to God, get in the word of God. Praise God, use that work. I know that you can't get in the word like you want to. Praise God, if you can, take your Bibles to work with you. Praise God, get you a cassette or a tape, a CD, if you got a CD player in your car, and play the word going home, going to work, going to the grocery store, wherever you go, because it's very important to hear the word of God. Even in Ephesians 5, praise God, in 16, it says, for redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And therefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Praise God. And how can I understand that? How can I redeem the time if I'm not in the word of God? If I'm not seeking the face of God, how can I do it? How can I stand when these tests come, when the fiery darts come? How can I stand? I can't. I'll be defeated. I'll fall. But God wants me to stand. Hallelujah. Stand and be a warrior in his army. Whether you know it or not, you're in an army. Glory to God. And I want to be aware of my surroundings. I want to be aware of what the enemy is trying to do. I got to be aware. Praise God. Sorry, I had to get me something to drink. Praise God. My throat is very dry tonight, but hallelujah, this word will come forth. The devil is a liar. Praise God. How many knows the devil would like to stop you on every hand? He would like to stop your relationship with the Lord altogether. Praise God, because he knows that you're going to a place that he can never go. Praise God, because he is doomed for hell for eternity. Glory to God that you and I have a chance to make heaven our home. But Satan knows there's coming a time that him and all of his little imps, all the angels that was thrown out with him, is going to be cast into the bottomless pit, where the fire dieth not and it's not quenched. Praise God, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He knows it. So therefore, he's trying to make me and you miserable, but we are not going to let him do it. Hallelujah. Because we're going to put this armor on. We're going to suit up. Hallelujah. How many brothers and sisters are with me? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. I got my hand raised. I know I can't see it, but God sees it. And that is a witness right there to God. You're saying, God, I know that I am a warrior, and I'm going to be a good one. I'm going to be a faithful one. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand and fight against the devil. Hallelujah. And everything that he's got. Because I am victorious. God gave me power. He gave me authority. Praise God. All I got to do is be in the place where I can use it. And you want to know what I'm talking about? Close to God. Hallelujah. There's no way I can tell the devil to get off my back if I'm way out there in left field or right field. Hallelujah. I got to be right on target with the Lord or I'll be defeated. And I will not be defeated. Glory to God. I'm going to stand. I'm going to work for the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to make heaven my home. And I'm going to win as many souls for the Lord as I can. Praise God. How many wants to win souls out there? Hallelujah. I'm something. This is something that you got to make your mind up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing or nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to turn me away from God and the things that God has for me. Hallelujah. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Did you hear that scripture that was over there? Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 10, it talked about where you walk in the flesh, but you don't war after the flesh. This is why right here. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to start at 12 again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in this evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then 14 starts out, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, let's put this armor on, glory, and let's keep it on. Praise God. Do you know that God gave you the armor to use? Hallelujah. Not to let it lay around and get rusty. You that like to work out and pump on, praise God, you're not going to let your weights get all rusty, are you? No, because you use them. That's just like we're not going to let our Bibles get dusty, are we? Why? Because we're going to use them. Hallelujah. And if I, oh my God, if I stay in this Word of God, my Bible will not get dusty. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I will be strengthened every day as I get in the Word, and I will learn more and more. I'm telling you, these scriptures that I'm giving you right now, I can go back tomorrow and the next day, and the Lord will show me something else in them. There's always something that you can get out of this Word of God. So don't, even if you've read the Bible through, don't say, well, I've read it through. Read it again. Ask God where He would have you to go. Praise God. A lot of people say, where should I read? Where should I read? Ask the Lord. Praise God. Or go to your pastor or someone you know that's spiritually in tune with the Lord. Praise God. Because the Lord will give them something to tell you. Praise God. Okay. Now 14 said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all the shield of faith wherein ye shall. Listen to that. Glory. Wherein ye shall be able to quench all. Listen to that. That is a little word, but man, is it powerful right there. You can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. What a mighty word is that? Glory. That we can quench all these fiery darts. Glory to God. How many knows they're going to come? That's why he gave us all this armor. That we can be put on, be clothed in it. Glory to God. Praise God that we will know exactly how to use it. Because I'm telling you, a weapon ain't no good if you don't know how to use it. Glory to God. So we need to know how to use these weapons that the Lord has gave us. Okay, 17. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit with perseverance and supplication for all saints. Church is so important that we pray one for another, because Satan, I'm telling you, he wants to see you defeated. But you will not be defeated as long as you stay in the Word of God and use the weapons that the Lord has gave you. Because I'm telling you, these weapons, glory to God, if you don't get anything, you get this. God has given us weapons which position us beyond defeat. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. God has given us weapons which position us beyond defeat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we got some mighty, mighty weapons. Praise God. And the devil don't want you to know what you got. Hallelujah. He'd like to shut off these broadcasters any way he could. And he has tried, believe me, time after time after time. Glory to God. But Evangelist Montel has fought, praise God, tooth and nail, and stayed in the Word and come against the enemy and bind him on every hand. That's why you are able to hear Reaching Out Radio. Praise God. You need to pray for her. You need to pray for each and every one that's on here, every ministry. Praise God, because we're praying for you. Praise God, you begin to pray for us because we're stepping out. Evangelist is and allowed me the privilege to step out with her, hallelujah, with one mind and one accord TV. Praise God, that's coming September the 8th at 8:30 in the morning and will be on every Saturday morning at 8:30. Oh, and believe me, the devil don't like it, but the devil is a liar, and the devil can get behind us. Hallelujah. No, I don't want him behind me. I want him under my feet. Hallelujah, because I'm going to walk on him. Glory, every time he tries to raise his ugly head, praise God, I'm going to give him a black eye. Praise God. Do you know you have powerful weapons of prayer that can bind Satan, not only bind him, but drive him out. So, remember what we said, prayer was a mighty weapon, and truly it is. That's why 1 Thessalonians 1:7, I'm going to read it again, hallelujah, for us to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. If you're not in the Word of God, pray. Glory. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on the Lord somehow, some way. Praise God, because you never know when there might be a knock at the door or the phone may ring. Somebody is in need of prayer, and you've got to be ready at that very moment that it's needed to get up and pray and bind Satan off of people's life, hallelujah, that he is trying to destroy. Praise God. Only the weapons on this earth, there's no weapon powerful enough to penetrate into the spirit. It can't be done. If you want to penetrate into the spirit and defeat Satan, it's got to be through a spiritual weapon. Praise God. And the weapon we're talking about right now is prayer. Hallelujah. Because remember, we said prayer can bind Satan, and not only bind him, but what? Drive him out. And he don't want you to know that you hold that kind of authority. You have authority over him. You have power over the enemy to defeat Satan and every stronghold. Hallelujah. And everything that he would use to come against you, praise God, when you use the weapons of prayer. And I'm telling you, we're going to read in a little bit about the weapon of fasting, but you talk about when you put prayer and fasting together, glory to God, hallelujah, Satan knows that he's done in. Hallelujah. Why? Because God's people are recognizing that all these demonic forces from hell, all of these spiritual rulers of darkness, the spirits of violence, think about that. Think about that. The violence that's all in the land, and confusion and greed and hate and murder, rebellion, fear, lust, all of these things, all these perversions, they are running rampant in our land today. And people, we sit back thinking, well, I can't do nothing against all this violence and confusion and greed and hate and murder and rebellion and fear and lust and this pervert stuff. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Pornography's everywhere. Hate is everywhere. I'm telling you, we are not to hate nobody. I don't care what the color of their skin is. Praise God. And I don't want them to hate me because the color of my skin is white. Because we're only one family in God. And I'm telling you, a powerful force, if that one family would come together and fight together and stand side by side, oh, Hallelujah. What would happen? Glory. What would happen? Think about it. What would happen in our cities, our communities, in our nation? What would happen if we would come together in the streets, in the jobs, if everyone there that was a Christian would come together? What kind of power would that be? Glory. We would be able to tear down all the strongholds of hell. Praise God. Glory that all of the holy, all the pure, that is what would remain. Glory. I can see Satan right now going into convulsions. Hallelujah. Why? Because God's people's got smart and figured out two is better than one. Hallelujah. The word says a two-fold cord is hard to be broken. What about the whole body coming together in one mind and one accord, having on the whole armor of God, standing arm in arm, fighting against the devil, and not one another? Man, we would tear this place upside down for the glory of God. Truly, we would be walking in 100% obedience to the Lord, because I'm telling you, that's what the Lord wants. He never intended for his people to be divided. We are not to be divided. We are to be together. We are to be united. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. For the same mighty power that was working in Jesus when he broke the chains of death and when he raised from the dead, hallelujah, is at work right now. Oh, I feel it. Do you feel it? It's working right now within you. Yeah, you, glory, that's hearing this word. Paul prayed that the Ephesians would know and understand how important it is, praise God, to have that unlimited, unsuppressed power and greatness of God working in us today. Praise God, as we're born again and the Spirit of God enters into us, we enter into a spiritual union with Christ. Praise God, which when we become one with him and one with God the Father in Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus is in you and you in him, and his Spirit is united and with us and with the Father and all the fullness of the Godhead dwell. Hallelujah. In Colossians 2:10, it said, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head over all principalities and powers." Hallelujah. We are complete in him. Glory to God. Don't it feel good to be complete? To know that you're not alone, to know that somebody's standing with you, that somebody's got your back. Yes, Jesus got your back, but he wants us here on this earth as long as we're here to back up our brothers, our sisters, hallelujah, and be united together and know that we are one body, hallelujah, glory to God, and that body moves in the same direction. When we get on one mind and one accord, you talk about the power of God at work. Glory to God, hallelujah, tear down and reveal all Satan's little hidden things, the things that he don't want you to realize, the things that he don't want you to recognize as you pull in. Glory to God and seek God. He'll reveal things unto you and you'll think, wow, I didn't know that. Praise God. But now you know it because God revealed it to you. Praise God. And we are clothed in Christ. We are able to put on, hallelujah, and be clothed in the same spiritual armor he wore. It is his girdle of truth. Think about it. His breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. It is his preparation of the gospel of peace. It is his shield of faith. It is his helmet of salvation. It is his sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Think about that. Praise God. We are clothed in the whole armor of God through our spiritual union with Christ. Glory. We are able to withstand every, glory, every fiery dart of the enemy. We are able to stand against the wiles of the devil, like it was talking about in Ephesians 6 and 11. Praise God, we are able to endure suffering, persecution, temptation, trials, and testing, and we are able to walk in 100% victories. We are victorious. Think about it, my brothers and my sisters. We are victorious. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I am walking in victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Satan cannot blind me no more. The blinders have been taken off. Hallelujah. And I see what the enemy has tried to do to me in the past, and I'm not going to let him do it now. I'm not going to let him do it in the future. Glory to God, because I got a made-up mind that I'm going to stand. Glory to God, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to go through these tests, these trials, with my mind made up. Glory to God. Hallelujah, with you, my brothers and my sisters, backing me up. Glory to God, as we said earlier, Paul told the Ephesians, put on. You got to put it on, the whole armor of God, the complete. He wants us completely armored. And do you know there's no armor for the back? Why? We're not to turn and run. But we are to advance towards Satan and not from him. Glory to God. Do you know you can do that? You can go to the enemy's camp. There's a song that said, and it's so true. My kids, when they was younger, sung it all the time. I taught Sunday school. I taught my children until they was about 13, probably, each one of them. But you know what? There's a little song said, I'm going to the enemy's camp, and I'm going to declare my victory. I'm going to put him under my feet, under my feet. And it said also, I'm going to take back what he took from me. Are you ready to go to the enemy's camp with me? I'm ready to get my stuff. Are you ready to get your stuff? Are you tired of the enemy stealing your joy, your peace? Because he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If you got no joy, you got no strength. He said, if I keep my mind stayed on him, he would keep me in perfect peace. But if I don't keep my mind stayed on him, my mind is going to be so tore up. It's going to be going in every different directions, and it's going to be focusing in on what Satan's trying to do more than what God has already done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to know that God the Father dwells in us and that he is doing the work. That's in John 14 and 10. And we must know this. Hallelujah. Jesus knew that the greatness, the great I am, was with him, dwelling in him, working through him. Hallelujah. So he said, I am, my Father are one. And that's John 10 and 30. The Father is in me and I in him. Hallelujah. When he had faced Satan and all the forces of hell, think about that, he drew upon the power of the Almighty God on the cross. He was not only dependent on his own strength, he was dependent on the Almighty God on the cross, and he was not depending anywise on his own strength. God was with him even from the beginning, and there is no ending. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about when Jesus was on the cross, he was praying and seeking the Father, and God was with him. But Jesus knew that he had a work to do, and he finished that work, and that is why you and I can defeat the devil today. Jesus defeated him on Calvary. Glory to God. Therefore, you and I can defeat him because Jesus have gave us that power. Hallelujah. Think about it. When Jesus faced Satan, remember when he was in the garden and his sweat became as great drops of blood? And he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. He defeated Satan, death, hell, and the grave. He sure enough did. Glory to God. Glory that you and I don't have to die that death. I'm not saying we won't have to go by the what grave. Praise God. I don't know that. We might be caught up into the air. I don't know. But I do know I want to be ready. And I want this power of God. I want to be this whole armor of God to be active in my life. Hallelujah. As I step out and defeat the enemy, he's got no power over me. Glory to God. I've got power over him. I just looked up in my word in Ephesians 4:27 said, neither give place to the devil. We ain't going to give place to the devil. Glory to God, if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. So we are not going to give him anything, are we? He can't have our families. He can't have our wives, our husbands. Glory to God, our children. He can't have your job. Praise God, your position. Praise God, he can't have it. Glory to God, because God gave it to you. Therefore, hold on to it. Glory to God, because it's yours. And remember, we're going to the enemy's camp, and we are going to take back everything that he took from you and I, because he is a thief. Yes, he is. He's a thief. And he wants to keep stealing. But we are not going to let him. Satan is manifesting himself all around the world. Can't you see it? Just as you did even in Job 1:7. Just as Satan did back then, he's doing today. He's doing everything he can to throw you and I off. But guess what? I am not going to let him. Are you going to let him? I hope you don't. Praise God, I hope you don't let him do it to you. Because I'm telling you, he's a thief and a liar. I'm looking up here, 1 Peter 5:8. Praise God. And I'd say you all know this. I'm going to start at 6. I'm going to read 6, 7, and 8. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in you, or in your brothers, are in this world also. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that he had suffered a while, made him perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. And that's what the Lord is doing for you and I. But he wants us to watch and pray always. This is our offensive weapon against Satan and all the strategies, all the negative forces of worry and anxiety. We need to bind those forces, because there in verse 7 in 1 Peter 5, it lets us know that we can cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. So why should I worry? Why should I fret? Why should I worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow may never come. So all I've got to do is cast my cares on the Lord, because truly He cares for me. I got to watch and pray. Be on guard. Remember, we are in a spiritual war. Be prepared for battle to face your enemy. Face your enemy. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is for you and God is backing you up. Glory. And you have brothers and sisters in Christ that will stand with you and fight this battle. Hallelujah. We're putting on the whole armor of God, and we are going to defeat the devil, praise God, because he has no part in our lives, our families, or anybody else. And I'm telling you, we need to take back our schools for the glory of God. How many knows our kids have to go to school in war zones? And it should not be that way. They should be able to study without wondering if somebody's going to go crazy and pull a gun out and kill them all. I'm telling you, we have got to come together and be in one mind and one accord, praise God, and pray against this and pray against what is going on in our schools. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can fight this thing together. But just don't put it out on someone else. You know, there are many Christians today that depend upon your prayers, who are at the risk of losing their jobs, their families, their life, even for the gospel's sake. They are Christians out there that needs our prayer, because they have to hide and have Bible study. They have to hide and talk about the Lord. How blessed are we here in America that we have churches on every corner, praise God, and we can talk about Jesus on Facebook, on the telephone, and our brothers and our sisters over in other countries are depending on our prayers to keep them safe. I know there's many different pastors that I talk to, even in Pakistan and some from Africa, and there's all over the place that they ask for prayer of protection, that they would be able to continue to preach and teach the name of Jesus. We've got it made over here, just like spoiled brats. Praise God. And we need to remember our brothers and our sisters who are depending on our prayers, because their very lives are on the line. Think about that. And there are soldiers who've been wounded in this battle who are tired and at the point of giving up. And they need to be steadfast and pray, but they're wounded soldiers. So what can we do? If you know anybody that's wounded, go to them, pray with them, be like that good Samaritan. Glory to God, bound up their wounds and make sure they're taken care of. Take them to somebody that will pray and fast until their needs are met. We need to stand behind our brothers and our sisters, praise God, and know even those that are behind bars that have been saved, we need to stand with them, because I'm telling you, they really battle in there. They battle a lot of things, and the first thing when someone finds out that someone came out to a service and gave their life to the Lord, they immediately start picking on them and doing everything they can against them, all the hate, the sexual perversions that they have to see in there. I'm telling you, their very lives is in danger that are behind the prison bars that have got born again. They are our brothers and our sisters. Hallelujah. God is a forgiving God. If he wasn't a forgiving and a merciful God, I'm telling you, you and I would not be saved. I would not be sitting right now in my living room, but I would be behind bars, or I would be burning in hell right now because of all the bad choices that I made earlier in life. I needed to be in jail, but I just didn't get caught. And the thing is, they got caught. So please do not put no one down that's in jail. Pray for them. Be a support for them. And when they get out of jail, they need help. Because if they have to go back to the same place, the same people, the same old things, the same old thing will happen again. Praise God, they need to get out of those situations. And you and I can help. So if you know anybody that's in jail or prison, praise God, pray for them. If you know anybody that's in the nursing home, pray for them. We have a jail ministry. We have a nursing home ministry. We have a ministry to the elder that we clean their houses. Right now, well, I'm doing better now, but I was sick, and some of those areas got slack, but we're going to have to pick up the slack and be about our Father's business, because these people matter. Glory, I don't care if they're behind bars or if they're in the nursing home and they're born again, they are my brothers and my sisters. Those of you Christians that are over there fighting for your very life to get this word of God out, hallelujah, I'm telling you, the body of Christ needs to back up our missionaries, back up the pastors, the evangelists that do go overseas, that do preach to those that are lost, that take the word of God across this country. We need to pray for their protection. We sure do. I'm telling you. It's time that we... Excuse me for a minute. I got to get a drink. Sorry about that. My cup was about empty. But we got to get this thing together. Hallelujah, and stand and operate in the spiritual realm. Glory to God, and know that we can never amend or make anything right or fight in the natural realm. The only way that we can fight and bind Satan is in the spiritual realm. Yeah, you might be ridiculed. You might be put down. You might even be threatened. You might even be attacked. But remember, God is for you. He don't want you to fear in any area. Praise God. And all these false prophets, all these false teachers out there, praise God, it is coming to an abrupt end. Hallelujah. The enemy, praise God, in all of his attacks right now, glory to God, he might as well give up, because how many's determined that you're going to his camp and you're going to take back everything that he has stolen from you? Because he's a thief. And remember, we can't. What is our weapons? Our weapons are not what? They're not carnal. But they're what through God? They're mighty through God. To the what? The pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am so blessed to be able to bring this word of God forth to you tonight. It is a blessing to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, even to let me know I got to sharpen it up. Praise God, and keep my weapons active. Glory to God. Don't let them get rusty. Don't let them lay around. Hallelujah. But to know that you are standing with me. How many agree on that? Let's see some hands. Are you going to stand with your brother and your sister? Hallelujah. Are you going to fight the good fight of faith that you may lay hold of eternal life? Praise God. So we know some powerful weapons, praise God, that defeat the enemy is prayer and fasting. And when we pray and fast, we will be able to stand against all the fiery darts of the enemy. We can be fully equipped, fully prepared, strong spiritual warrior. Glory. That is what I want to be. Is that what you want to be? A strong spiritual warrior. Glory to God. In Joel, praise God, it talks about fasting and how important it is to fast. It is very important. Praise God. In Ephesians 4 and 11, talks about the fivefold ministry that God is calling to work in the church. It's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Don't limit God's ability to work through you. Praise God. Don't limit that. Don't try to cut it off. Hallelujah. Because that same power that's in you was working in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are victorious. We need to stand, to fight, to persevere, to endure, to overcome, to stand fast against all the powers of the enemy. Because God gives us what we need to defeat the enemies from hell. Hallelujah. Glory. And in Romans 13, 12 through 14, I'm just going to read 12. Read it when you can. It said, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." It's time for that darkness to go. Hallelujah. And we know the night is far spent. Hallelujah. Time. How many knows? Have you watched how fast time goes? Have you been aware of that? It seems like, wow, you look around and a year's gone. Praise God, I'm telling you, that's how fast it's going to be for the Lord to come. I mean, it's just like, whoop, and it's gone. Okay, we're going to talk about fasting for a minute, and then I'm going to close out. Praise God, I don't want to drag this out, but I want you to understand the importance that God has called us to fasting and prayer. Praise God. I think I'm reading Joel chapter 1. Okay, let's read 14. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. It is time that we call a fast. It really is. People used to get together all the time and stay all night at the church and fast and pray and seek the face of God. And I'm telling you, mighty, mighty things happen. And Satan wanted God's people to get away from fasting, and that's what's happened. But how many is going to get back to it? I am. Not bragging on myself, but I used to fast 3 days a week. And now, I'd be ashamed to tell you. The fasting is a powerful offensive weapon. It is, fasting is. It drives out the enemy. And all the powerful weapons that God has gave to his people, the one that's most neglected and often forgotten in weapons in the church today is the mighty weapon of fasting. Very sad to say that very few Christians fast today. You used to hear it all the time. The pastors would call for the people to fast and pray for others. And I'm telling you, it was a mighty time. But you hardly hear people talking about fasting anymore. They don't talk about it because they don't do it. And I'm a mighty one to say, talking about fasting, because I have not in that area been about my Father's business, and I'm ashamed of that. I really am, but I'm telling you, we need to get back to fasting and praying and seeking the face of God, that we will be able to stand. You know, we need to be fully in submission unto God, discipline. Praise God, in our lives. Praise God, even in our appetites, in our bodies, to be under full submission to God. Think about it. And be in, you know, seasons of prayer and fasting to the Lord. And this end time spiritual warrior that I'm talking about must pick it up and use this powerful weapon of fasting. Hallelujah. You all sit back and listen while I preach to myself a while, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a vital requirement of a soldier. Without it, we are not fully equipped. Think about that, and prepared for the battle. Usually the weapons of fasting in time nations have been delivered out of the hands of the enemy. Nations have been turned to God. Men have changed their minds of God and averted the divine judgment of God. Remember when Jonah was told to go to Nineveh and preach to that great city and tell them that God was going to destroy them. What did the king do when this message came to his ear? He called a fast. He said, they ain't nothing going to eat. Not even the animals were allowed to eat. And I'm telling you, that king got down to some serious business. And what did God do? He spared Nineveh. Hallelujah. Because they fasted and prayed unto the Lord, glory to God, they didn't know that God would turn from what he was going to do and spare them. But they believed the word of a man of God, and they called, the king called for a fast, that nobody, no thing, no animals, no nothing would eat anything. Praise God, because he wanted to live. And he knew that he would be destroyed. I praise God for this message today, and I hope you got something out of it. Praise God. Remember the weapons of your warfare. They are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And if you've got somebody that's coming against you, or doing anything hurtful to you, the only way to defeat that is in the spiritual realm. With your fists, you cannot get anything done. But if you want to get something done, you begin to fast and pray and cry out to God. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, God will move heaven and earth on your behalf. When you cry out to him in prayer and fasting, glory to God. God bless you. I love you. This is Reaching Out Radio. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith. Praise God, with Evangelist Montel Fields. Praise God. What a privilege to work with her in the ministry. But pray for us. We'll be praying for you. Remember, fast, pray, seek the face of God. Remember, because this is not won in the natural realm. It's only won through the spiritual realm. Remember what that song said that played before the message. I am a warrior. Are you a warrior? Praise God. I am a warrior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Are you sticking to it today? God bless you. We love you. Praise God. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.